Hello and welcome to the first podcast for Mr. Salvucci's class for the 2013-2014 school year. This podcast episode, we're going to talk about the week in review, which started on August 27th, and let you know what's going to happen with the upcoming week in all of my classes. First off, an Econ POD for my seniors. All students logged into the Edmodo classroom. We got them up and running. Students were shown where all the information we posted for class. They also worked on eduBlogs.org for their inaugural blog post, which is where they would write about what their expectations are for the course this year. We also started updating and personalizing that blog space on eduBlogs.org. Each student was asked to personalize the space, set it up, make it look like they wanted it, keep it school appropriate. For the upcoming week, textbooks were handed out, so what we're going to do is start in the books, going over some of the basics of economics, and also we have some optional days in the computer lab where students who are not done with their blog post and personalizing their blog will have time to go in to the computer lab and finish up those two assignments, which are due on September 10th. In honor civics, those students also logged into the Edmodo classroom. They were shown around the site and did some work in there to see how assignments will be posted and how they can use that site for their benefit in class. They also worked on their blogs on eduBlogs.org, personalizing their blogs and posting their post on the expectations for the course this upcoming year. Expectations included things on course content and also any type of technology and how they would incorporate it in the classroom. This week they will also have an optional day in the computer lab for anyone who's not done with their blog post and personalizing their blog. They can go in and finish those assignments. We'll also be working on this citizenship test. It's ungraded. Basically, what I want the students to do is go in, take a citizenship exam, see how they score. We'll talk about it in class. It's kind of see a baseline of what they know, what they don't know. We'll compare it at the end of the year when they take the final for the course. So I'm not going to grade this assessment. It's just going to be to see what the students know entering civics, and we can, at the end of the year, gauge and see how much they've learned through the course. U.S. history, 20th century U.S. history classes, students logged into the Edmodo classroom. They got a feel for that workspace, and they started on the United States maps for the states and capitals, just so we have an idea as to what's going on. When we're talking about the United States, have an idea where the different regions are and where these events took place. Two of the three classes completed a worksheet on Friday using their maps. They didn't grade the maps. It was just something they needed to do on their own, but they took the information from the maps and applied it to a study guide. I will grade those and have those in the grade books, hopefully by Wednesday of this upcoming week. I'm not sure if Edline is updated on Monday or not because of the holiday. The third class, the one class that did not take this study guide and complete it, will do that on Tuesday when we return. All classes will get their textbooks this upcoming week, and they will start on the blog post as to their course expectations and personalizing their blogs. So that's last week in review and this upcoming week preview. If you have any questions, feel free to email me on my school email address. You can take a look at the parents page on MrSalvucci.com to see the written updates as to what's going on in class. It also has my contact information there. Or you can go into the Edmodo classroom, ask request for a parent code. I'll get that, and you can follow your students in that space. Thank you. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. Thank you.